story. Javier Baez, we talked a little bit about earlier this week on the show, or Addison Russell?
This is an intriguing one right here also, but I got to be honest with you. Look at that. How about that?
Matt Modica in the house an hour early.
Look at that. I got to go Addison Russell. 25 home run pop, you know what I'm saying? Batting average needs to be a little bit better. Hopefully he improves on that this upcoming season. But he has a job in this lineup. We know he's going to be in it every day. Now, with Baez, we think the talent will win out and get him a spot. You know what I'm saying? The talent will get in the lineup. But I got to go with the dude that's doing it already. You know he's going to be there. So I'm going to go with Addison Russell.
All right, there you go. Addison Russell.
What do you think?
Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's going in order.
Javier Baez is the way I'm going. A guy that didn't have a job last year still got 450 at-bats. He had 14 home runs in a batting average, 270. I think he hits right around 270 again. I think he finds a way to play and get at least the 450 at-bats. That's going to get me 17 home runs this year. 270 batting average, qualify at multiple positions. It's biased. I love both players. I think they're both going to be superstars for a long time to come.
All right, there you go. Scott Engel, you got to break the tie.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baez here, too. I do like both players as well, but I feel like Baez's bat is so good. You know, they'll find a way to get him in the lineup. I'm not as concerned about that. I think there's still not remaining upside for Russell. I feel like Baez is more promising overall.
You know, it's interesting because Addison Russell was one of the big-time prospects that came over from Oakland in the Jeff Samardzija deal a few years ago. Dude's only 23 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? Started shortstop, and I know people have kind of been waiting for him to turn it on a little bit. He's bat ninth most of his career, in fact, behind the pitcher. Last year, played 151 games. I feel like people don't realize, guys, that Addison Russell put up 20 home runs last year. I know everybody put up 20 home runs last year. But Addison Russell, he had 21 of them. 95 ribbies. And this is mostly batting ninth.
Yep.
You're just waiting for the average to come up. That's all, really.
Average last year was 238.
Can you get to 250 this year? I'm satisfied with that.
Can he get there, Tony?
Yeah, he definitely can. You talk about the age, right?
23, yeah.
That's crazy.
With these kids. These guys are both going to be better, and they're going to be good for a long, long time. This guy will be the quarterback. You look at the strikeout percentage with him, 22%. That's actually low for a power hitter. It improved 6% from the year before. So if he continues the improvement there, I don't know how it doesn't go up.
The scary thing about the Cubs just overall as a team is their youth.
Yeah.
You know, and how excellent it is.
23 overall. Years old, the guy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Scott got back here at 23 years old.
It's true.
Older than that. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Last year.
He had a comeback. He didn't have a comeback for that one.
So last year here.
Self-appreciating humor.
Last year here for Addison Russell, I'm sticking here. The BABIP was 277 after being 324 in 2015. So you think that comes back up. His career average is 299. So you do expect that to go back up. Also like to see the strikeout rate drop bigly. 28.5 in 2015, 22.6 in 2016. So that's going the right direction as well. OBP went up a little bit. I think there's a lot of reasons, obviously, to like Addison Russell. Do you guys think, when it comes to Javier Baez, though, that we are going to see the playoff effect with him, that everyone remembers his big playoffs, and even if the World Series wasn't as good as the previous rounds, everyone kind of remembers the playoffs. He stepped up to the plate, and his value is going to be affected by that.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time in every fantasy sport. The last guy you remember, the last thing you remember, people, and then you have more casual people watching, too, so they're definitely like, oh, I'm going to make sure I own him next season. So I think you do get a World Series or a postseason push.
Okay.
The one thing that with Addison Russell, too, that was low last year was the hard hit rate. I believe it was 27 or 29% with him, and that has to move up. For a guy that hit 21 home runs playing the shortstop position, that's a low number to go with that better balls in play. Both of those are correctable. So it could get a rise in batting average.
All right, there you go. There you go there.
You get about a dozen steals out of Baez, too. You know, it's
do you expect to see the playoff effect here, though, with Javi Baez?
I think the savvy fantasy owner knows what Baez can be before that. So, you know, I think it really depends on who you talk to. I like Baez before that happened, personally. But
he was actually being drafted. Yeah. see, in the, before the 20th round, before he was even on a team last year, like he was in the minors.